restrain me. You can search me. I'll give it all up just to be with you. I'm so happy now you got me. I'll surrender all my love to you. Don't you see what you're doing to me? I'm in love and I can't break free. Now I'm begging with you, baby. Please don't leave me hanging.
Hello and welcome to the second, I guess, of the E3 press conference talkabouts with the Microsoft conference. Just happened. Woo! We all just watched it. With me, my name is Conrad Thurbleton Kirby, joined by that wooing is none other than self-confessed cynic.
Woo!
The real E3 starts here, baby. That was a good conference.
It was okay, yeah. Duren, what did you think of the conference?
I witnessed the most powerful console in the world.
But you don't have a shirt to say that.
Can you order the shirt?
I don't know. I'm gonna check.
While you check on that, I'll just our fourth member, Ballard, is here as well. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
No, thanks. Yeah, so, the Microsoft press conference happened, and they announced a lot of things. A lot of digital video games and one physical thing that, like, you could touch. You can buy a thing.
Well, they didn't have it on stage at any point. I think it doesn't exist. It's just a render now.
They announced the price and they announced what it's called on the specs and all that. Did they say when? I think they said something at the end.
Did they have a release day? Let's have a look. We just assumed it's October because everything's coming out in October, but I'll Google it.
Yeah, Spencer did say that the Xbox One S would be available for, I want to say, $249.99. Yeah,
arriving in November.
And then, apparently in November, the new Xbox system, the Triple X for $499. The Xbox One Extreme. X.
Oh my God.
They didn't even say Extreme. They just said X.
Yeah, but this... It's what it stands for. We all know that's what it really stands for. It stands for extreme.
Like if they had nine other Xbox consoles, like can we do the math to see how many other variations of Xbox they've done?
Maybe it stands for Xander. Like Xander, what's his fucking full name?
Xander Cage.
Yeah.
Well, the X makes it sound cool. That's what the marketing guy said. But yeah,
it's a really bad name. I give that name a 3 out of 10.
There's a lot of teraflops. There's some stats on it.
I'm pretty sure there's anyone about 7 Xboxes.
If you we'll talk quickly about the stats or the specs rather, because I know
you don't care about it.
Okay,
no, they shouldn't have fucking spent 10 minutes talking about the fucking specs of that system, especially since every spec they put on the fucking screen was lower than the equivalent from Nvidia graphics card for the same price. It runs at lower frame rate, has lower teraflops. The only thing that had more is RAM. And if you count the 1080 Ti, that's equivalent as well. So fuck all of that shit.
Also, it's shared still, so it's irrelevant.
Just garbage tier. And it's only 8-9 gigs for games. The rest is reserved for systems.
I don't think they talked about the hard drive, though, in terms of hybrid or not, correct?
They specifically said like that load times on older stuff will be faster, so I guess
that's because the Xbox One has fucking DDR3 in it
that's
for
true.
Memory.
Like, that's true.
Yeah, this is DDR5, I think, 12 gig.
Yeah, GDDR5X, I think. That's all.
All right, so yeah, that was the new console. It's apparently in November you could get it.
It's small.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
we haven't
tiny.
Said. Apparently it's the smallest Xbox ever, which I will be very interested to see what that looks like. It seems like
it doesn't
quite
stand
square.
Outside, though. It seems like it stands on just its bottom.
It's hard to know so far. Like, we've seen one shot of it so far.
It apparently won't be loud, but it might still be very hot. So... Can't wait to see what the new red ring for that will be.
Yeah, like I don't... Let's be clear, it's not exactly got... Okay, so graphics cards can keep themselves cool at relatively low temperatures, right? And very low noise levels. And graphics cards are smaller than the Xbox One S. If a 1080 Ti can keep itself cool, this should be able to fucking keep itself cool. If it can't, that's bad engineering on their part. So they can just go fuck themselves. But I bet it'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, I'm excited to see like people take a look at it with what's the group that when they get new hardware they do spec? Yeah, that's the one. Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to see them take a crack at it.
That'd be good.
Let's just move on into the games. We just want to do this in chronological order.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's a new console. Are we counting this as a new console? Because
I wanted to just, because my thing froze, so I wasn't sure what you guys were talking about, but I wanted to quickly, I looked it up, and according to a Gizmodo article, they are saying that it is smaller than the 360 Slim size, which we were wondering about before.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's adorable. Right.
I mean, looking at it, the shot they did put out, it is shorter than an Xbox One controller.
How many PS1s can you fit in it?
Can you put it in your mouth? That's the real test. I mean, like, that's the GameCube was the only real controller, because that's the only one
that
you
could. What do the discs taste like?
Yep.
Actually, you know what? I think this is a good, like, I'll bring that up. I'll bring up a question at the end.
Okay. But yeah, let's get into the game. There's a new piece of equipment, which means there is a new racing game to make the graphics look good. And Forza Motorsport actually had some good graphics.
Are we skipping Metro?
We're doing this chronological order. Forza Motorsport was the first game.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought Metro was first. All right. Nope. Forza looked like a car game.
It did. It did look like a car game.
They also showed up another car on stage.
Yep.
So, there are a couple racing fans of the Giant Bomb community, but I did contact one PSEG, a.k.a. Trace Evans, to weigh in. Basically, I just asked, like, is the Porsche thing actually a big deal? And it's pretty big, though. The Porsche ended its EA exclusivity last year, so they should start showing up everywhere.
Sure. Aside from the fact that I have personal, like, things against, I don't like Porsche. I think they look ugly. But that's great for them. I just wonder if, like, the actual bullet points they're hitting is 4K native 60 on console. And
right.
We have questions as to whether it actually looks that good. You can run it 4K all you want, but if your game actually doesn't have that good, like, a look to it, then.
Well, and to be fair, impressive. Like, it didn't look bad.
No, it definitely just didn't look bad.
it didn't look bad. It didn't look as good as things that are out on the market or coming to the market in other places.
Yeah. Like, let's put it this way. Like, it will look better than GT Sport, but it doesn't look better enough than GT Sport, in my opinion, for, like, the difference in strength of those two pieces of hardware. Also, like, yeah, the Project Cars is obviously the obvious comparison. It doesn't look as good as... Well, Duren, you don't think it looks as good as that. I was kind of mixed. Like, we were looking at a 1080p
I think specifically where I didn't feel like it looked as good is on in the rain.
The water physics, yeah. All the liquid physics.
Yeah, like, for lack of a better term, it looked too clean for how hard that storm was coming down. There wasn't nearly enough on the sheet of the windshield.
Because race cars actually have, like, a non-stick coating that makes it look weird and balled up like that, but it was still, I think, too clean. Like, they still look a bit worse than that when you're looking
at like the like water droplets were too small. As we noted, the motion of the car had no effect whatsoever. It seemingly had no effect on the motion
that was
of
the biggest
water
thing.
On the windshield. That was huge. Yeah. And weirdly, like, the water on the water effect, like the rain effect hitting, looked better in the third person camera than it did from the driver's seat.
And that's really strange. But also beyond that, I think the worst thing that you pointed out was there was pop in and pop out. Like, that's the worst. Like, I don't mind the water stuff so much, but the pop in and pop out.
So like on the non-rain one, we saw kind of a dirt track, not really a dirt track, but like a track with like dirt kind of effects on the track itself. But I was noticing that as the car was driving, the dirt effects that were on the road were actually like phasing out before they left the screen.
Yeah, that is unforgivable. Like I know that if you're playing the game, you will not notice any of this.
Yeah, but totally. When you're
using
putting
this
it out
game
there
as graphical,
like, the first thing you show to run on this new hardware, like it wasn't impressive.
Yeah, no. Well, it looked great. A lot of people who are only console gamers will be wowed by it. But as a person with everything except for an Xbox, not that wowed.
All right, yeah. I guess just personally, I haven't heard from who actually I think does do a little bit more racing games than the rest of us. Ballard, just overall thoughts on a new Forza?
So I don't have any particular attachment to the Forza franchise. I do have I enjoyed Project Cars. Like, I'm quite looking forward to the next one. Mm-hmm. I think graphically, this, like, the rocks look good. Like, the environments, I think, looked improved. That's what I would say. It seems like they've spent more attention to detail on the environments. Like, mm-hmm. Forza is one of those racing games where they're not beholden to specifically track, like, you know, racing track stuff. Like, Project Cars, pretty much all their stuff is, like, pure racing tracks. They had a few point-to-point races, but mostly it was all, like, tracks and city courses. And I think the environments looked really good. And if they're hitting that 4K 60, that's really the most important thing. But I don't think Forza is always 60, so you can you know this will run smooth, which is good.
Yeah, for me it was the environments looked good, but the like foliage didn't look that great, especially compared to like to be fair, it'll be running at 30, but compared to Anthem, which we'll talk about later, like the foliage in Forza just doesn't look that fantastic. The buildings in the distance didn't look that great.
Yeah, I think it might be hard to compare
to a non-racing game, because you also have to remember that like you're not going to be standing there staring at it like you would be in Anthem.
Exactly.
Well, it's also like it was interesting the two vertical slices they chose for the game to show off was one was in the middle of a desert, which is historically not a lot of foliage, and the other was nighttime raining. So maybe that just tech isn't like at a good place, so they just designed the reveal around it. Maybe we'll see better.
Did they say a release date? Was it this year or was it?
I don't recall seeing one for that.
Forza 7? Is that the name of it?
I think it was Forza 7.
Yeah, it's Forza 7, but let's
see. Needless to say,
the rocks looked real good.
There's a new racing game. Good looking rocks.
Most of the rocks,
the environments looking like they did actually just has me excited for the next Forza Horizon.
Yeah. Yep. Me too.
It's got good graphics. Moving on to good graphics. Looks like a new Metro game. Metro.
So this has actually been like we've been hearing rumors of a new Metro game for like the last year now.
Have we?
So,
okay.
Yes. In fact, I believe even Metro Exodus came out as a name at some point.
Of the Metros, what have you guys played? Like, I've played all across the board. I haven't done the old version game on the new engine. I can't remember what the, like, Metro Up-Res or whatever they called it. But I've played the original on the old engine. I played the new stuff, Last Light, Cynic, Durin, Ballard. What are the old stuff have you guys played?
So I picked up the original Metro 2033 for cheap on a Steam sale, and really freaking enjoyed it. Like, it kind of caught me by surprise because, like, it's kind of slow to start with, but by the end it gets really weird, and I really enjoyed it. Like, some of the environments were crazy. I really wanted to play the second one, and I picked it up, and I still haven't touched it, which I feel really, really bad about, considering how much the first game surprised me.
It does control a little bit differently, in some ways good, some ways bad, and I'm curious to, like, I want to get people's opinions who actually get a chance to play this game. I'm hopefully it's playable at E3 on whatever state, like, do they have a booth? There's a lot of booth space available on E3.
It'll be at Xbox. It'll be at Xbox, I bet. Yeah.
But
for your question, it's way too scary for me. I like watching people play Metro. I can't play Metro.
it's the thing of you feel very weak with some of the weapons you have.
And the monsters move well and sometimes really fast. Like, that's the part that got me. Especially like in what little I saw played of 2, or I think it was 2. Mm-hmm. So like the flying ones and shit. Nope. By the way, Forza 7 is coming out on October 3rd.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, this year. Cool.
Okay.
But yeah, it basically the main hooks. I'll run through my quick analysis of what I saw, and then you guys can back up or talk about whatever.
Great, by the way.
It looks good.
Metro looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, no, yeah. It looked fantastic.
A lot more. It seems to make a little bit more of a stalker or just like the regular spin of you're going through the tunnels and you don't have to worry about radiation. Then you get on the surface and you do have to worry about radiation. Has been swapped. So there was gas masks when he was underground. You get above ground, and there's, like, it's summer foliage, where I want to say the original game was in the winter. And
yes.
I think Last Light was in spring. And so, like, this one, there's like, activity. There's not just you exploring the surface, but there is, a train that you ended up getting, like, hitching a ride on at one point. And so
I was surprised by how featurey like the guns and stuff looked. Is that normal for Metro? I always pictured Metro with like AKs and shit.
They were cobbled together.
Yeah, like there
it was very much like
I think there was kind of an AK, but a lot of it was Frankenstein guns. Like because one of the neat things is like so you had one that just shot ball bearings, and you would occasionally have to like pump more pressure into it so it would shoot. Or one was like a bolt gun or something. You'd have to charge it. And then it's the way they would approach the heads up display, the HUD on it was like the gun was designed so that you could see how many bullets you had left, sort of thing. Or
right.
But my biggest curiosity worry is I haven't seen this engine or this studio do like big open worlds. They've been very good at making claustrophobic experiences, and when you're above ground, you're not really exploring the area. You're watching how much time you have of air before you have to get back down. So that'll be interesting to see.
It's sorry, I'm just looking this up now. It's actually isn't so. It could be relatively featurey looking, but I'm looking at Chernobyl because that was what it was about, right? Chernobyl was kind of the original Metro. It's just like an alternate current Chernobyl, or was that a different?
Basically, it's if Fallout happened in Russia, is how you should take it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not Chernobyl. It's actually like a global nuclear
sort
of thing. Mm.
I was gonna say like the Half-Life, like with Half-Life adjustments made, we're talking about like only about 30 to 60 years or so before you can come back out from underground, and it would be the underground stuff that stays because it's more enclosed, so probably decline less because there's less interaction with like wind and all that other stuff. So it would make sense that the underground stays irradiated, but it can't get too futury unless we're talking, well, maybe 60 years. I don't know. Maybe you might be shooting laser rifles in 60 years. I don't fucking know.
I mean, also, I don't think there was a shotgun that looked cool and had like lights on it, but also there was a train.
And it wasn't
a cool future train. It was a like old steam
old
locomotion.
Tiny.
Yeah. But yeah, that was Metro Exodus. Do you guys have any other like things?
Also, I just wanted to what I was thinking of was actually it was teased back in November that they were going to be releasing a new Metro game, though at the time people thought it was coming out this year, and this one I believe is scheduled for next year.
Okay. Oh, right. And curious, just I believe it's been also announced there's going to be, I know they talked about a Witcher TV series. Did they talk about a Metro TV series as well?
Or
Netflix series, some sort of like, you know, visual, like, you know, TV, but not necessarily on TV series. And I'm curious if this Metro thing does follow through, because I remember the author of the books wanted to be more about the books than about the video games. But like, if both these things are coming out, are they going to try doing some tie-ins? I don't know.
There's an in-development sci-fi Metro 2033 thing. I don't know if it's the thing we're talking about, though.
Okay, well.
Movie series, style of Mad Max.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, that was
I wanted
Metro.
To say the...
My
favorite thing about that, because I thought that... So I respect Metro a lot. I will never played Metro. But the things I really enjoyed were, okay, so there's a positive and negative. The negative is that I think that the environments looked a lot more like the bad side of current gen. Not, okay, hear me out. What I mean is, at the end of the PS3, Xbox, whatever era, what you had was everything getting massive, like large spaces between things and all that kind of stuff. What you find at the start of a generation is that things get smaller. So they turn up the density of, like, for example, foliage and all that kind of stuff, but everything ends up close together. Like at some point they're trying to make it more realistic, but at the same time it makes everything feel small. So when it comes out of the demo started in a underground area, which is a small environment. Then he comes out and it feels like the entire town he's in is like maybe half a kilometer wide, or like less than half a mile wide. And it's just like a peak of a kind of hill or whatever, just a couple of buildings. And then he gets to his train somehow. I think he like takes like a rope or something down to the train, but everything seemed relatively really small. When I picture a Metro, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember it being like in pretty large areas and in cities and stuff, like at the edge outskirts of cities and all that kind of stuff. Like it felt bigger than this did. So that's kind of why when we first saw it, we weren't actually sure if it even was Metro.
It's hard to know because in previous Metro games, like Thurb was saying, like a lot of the game takes place inside underground. So yeah, it's hard to get a sense of how large that world actually was.
Yeah, Metro like you, two, you though, basically like, you'd be in the middle of the city and you'd like climb up onto like out of a manhole and make your way across two blocks to get to a subway, like an actual like subway stairwell down to get to in the next station. Because the whole thing about the theme is everyone's hiding out in subway stations and the cities like that humans occupy are very like cramped and compact. But like the above world is just like a wreckage sort of thing.
But this could be a break from that, because at the end, obviously, you're in a train and you see the train going through in the countryside or whatever, like starting off into the countryside. And that looked like a massive, like, open space. So I don't know how to finally end out, but hopefully it's just they don't. Okay. One side, they may have been aiming for claustrophobia, but I hope they don't stick with that. I like the idea of something with a Metro style, like stylistic sense, but also in an opener kind of bigger kind of world, like your Uncharted 4 and all that kind of stuff, like the more recent games where it's a really big area, even though it's like it's still enclosed areas, but they're really big.
I guess is this Metro going from post-apocalypse to post-post-apocalypse?
Yes, 100%. Once you come back from underground, you're now in the post-post. Okay, last thing though, those monster designs were fucking awesome. I loved every single one of them. I like the rat things. I like the dogs. I like the thing that came through the wall.
The giant zombie, or not zombie, but like mutant Russian bear.
Yeah, that was sick. Mm. That was all great.
That was good. But yeah, moving on to, because we got a lot of games to get through. We'll talk briefly on some, but yeah, I know a couple of us wanted to talk about Metro, and a couple of us also want to talk about this next game. It was teased a little bit, or rather, I guess, leaked a little bit, but there's a new... Hey guys, guess what? There's another Assassin's Creed game this year.
Say what?
Who knew? They took a year off.
This might have been my game of show. I don't know.
Like, I'm going to go with cautiously optimistic on this one.
So I'll lay down all the stuff that if you haven't heard any of the leaks, but basically it takes place in Egypt. You are an assassin, the last magi, I want to say, or one of the last magi, like a wise man. So the Assassin's Creed order hasn't been made yet. Probably that's what happens at the end of the game. But basically you are... roommate positively commented the fact that, hey, your character's actually black, which is, you know, historically accurate since you're a guy in Egypt. You're in Africa.
So, exactly.
Good job, Ubisoft, on that.
I love this voice.
And more importantly, all like doesn't just have a standard American accent or like British accent or something.
He has a proper African influenced accent.
There was a little bit
torn on.
They jumped to a menu and that looked kind of like the whatever the back in time machine was called.
Oh, the Animus.
Yeah, the Animus. That looked a little Animus-y, just with like the ethereal lighting happening. But when he went to his inventory and you could see that you could equip a horse.
I think it looked more magic-y.
Sure, yeah. That definitely... Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. But it takes place in various parts of Egypt. I believe Memphis has been confirmed. We did see him... sledding off the side of a pyramid. So there's all the cool stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we did.
They have eagle vision.
I really like how they have the pyramids as actually flat-sided with marble with gold tops. That's how we actually think the pyramids were when they were created.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I loved seeing that. That was cool.
But yeah, it's eagle vision is just straight up taking like you are playing as an eagle.
Eagle vision is bird eyes, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It looks sick. I loved it. It was a drone. It felt like a drone, which is kind of
aerial
weird,
drone. But,
I like that way more than the eagle. I actually didn't like the eagle vision in the games, aside from the couple of moments where they used it for story stuff. Everything else, it just felt really shit, and I hated how things looked through it. I like this way more. It looked cool.
And yeah, speaking of new systems, it looks like they've made some big changes. Big changes given recent popular game approaches for like third person action to the battle system.
Yeah, have you played Dark Souls? Soul to the combat, maybe.
Yeah, they put some soul in that game.
Pretty dark though.
When I saw the parry, I was like high fiving myself. It was
the only thing I will say about it. The only negative thing I'll say about the combat, and this is, you know, maybe it's still early, they can get this fixed out, figured out or whatever, but like when he did the kind of like dodge, I'm glad there is a dodge, but the animation of that looked real bad.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. It looked really rough. Like the
he kind of slid.
Like, it was a lot of sliding. Because of the lock on camera, the character model was trying to keep facing the enemy, but he was sliding to the side. So it was rotating while it was sliding.
And it's especially noticeable because with the way the combat has always been in Assassin's Creed, it's pretty much just canned animation after canned animation. But like it flows really well, whereas this doesn't.
Yeah,
was it Bloodborne kind of shimmy rather than a
like Bloodborne shimmy is good. Like I kind of thought like Devil May Cry like juke kind of thing lateral.
Yeah, well, and when I say slid, like not even like he actually slid, but like more like the model slid into place for the next animation.
Oh, okay.
It looked bad.
It didn't look right. Yeah, it didn't look right. Yeah. But I will say, like the normal attacking fools thing looked good. Like that looked fine.
Yeah. I mean, the games needed this. It seems like taking a year off was the right choice all along, as we all knew. I'm glad they've changed it dramatically.
Yeah, like this is the equivalent for a combat update as like the ability to crouch was for stealth in this franchise.
Yeah,
and talking about the stealth and all that, there was the whole parkour and climbing over stuff, sneaking around, stealth. One of the things about the more recent Assassin's Creed was that is that you didn't really need to stealth; you could just run around knifing people, and there was no danger. And I think there are some elements of danger. We'll get into that in a second, but also, I just hope that they bring back some of the risk of going loud, as it were, instead of being stealthy, and that you might lose your target and might fail the mission kind of thing. I hope they make it so that like stealth does have its moments and it's, you don't just have to run through. But on top of that, we haven't seen what it's like fighting a lot of people other than you can shoot multiple arrows at once sometimes. Cynic, do you want to talk about some of the other dangerous things you might have to fight?
There was a giant fucking snake, y'all. I'm calling it, man. Magic's in this fucking game. Magic's in this game. It's gonna be sick.
I was like, I was totally all for everything I was seeing in this until that very, very end where they had the giant Resident Evil snake.
I was kind of in, and then I was all the way in.
Literally the best part of the trailer.
High five! Yeah, that was sick. I totally hope we fight, like we were talking about it during the stream, but I hope at the end, like all the sphinxes come to life and you're like Metal Gear 2 style.
Turns into fucking and, like, Tomb Raider.
That'd be so good.
Do we think there's going to be...
It feels so out of place because like this franchise has never had that type of stuff before.
Do we think there's going to be like Tomb Raider? I mean, in Assassin's Creed 1 and 1 and 2, there was like, You sneak on like the tunnels underneath one of the chapels or something. Like there was kind of tomb raiding, but yeah, like I'm curious all the stuff that's gonna be in this game.
It would be crazy if they set this in ancient Egypt and didn't have something like that. Like if I'm not able to go into a fucking pyramid and raid that shit, like that's a huge missed opportunity.
They said in the leaks that there would actually be straight up tombs to be raided. You're right, Thurbleton. They did that in 1 and 2, and I think it'll just be a return of that. And I'm fine with that. I hope maybe that's the only place where you see like the giant snake. I don't know, because that at least kind of like,
well that and that in terms of... and at Hogwarts because you're a wizard.
Oh, dude! If there's like magic, if you can cast magic in this game, I'm fucking so down. The leveling.
If you can cast magic in this game, it's just gonna bum me out that much more that they decided to make another Assassin's Creed instead of a Prince of Persia.
Oh, dude! Yeah. This did remind me a lot of Prince of Persia.
This should have just been a Prince of Persia game. It really should. 100%.
I still think the Prince of Persia, like that first Prince of Persia game, had a great combat system. I liked running off the walls and stuff. Like, it was good. Yeah.
But sadly, Prince of Persia was not announced at the Microsoft conference. So I guess closing comments on Assassin's Creed before we move on to the next game. We're gonna start speeding through some of these.
I hope this means. I hope going forward they don't just go back to annualizing. I hope they do this at least, if not three. I think it helped a lot in this case, and I hope that they just continue that rather than just like, oh, this one did well, so let's release another one next year.
I hope they take the cue and actually just do away with all the modern day stuff. Like, even though that was my favorite possibility.
No.
No, I know what you're saying in that, like, our favorite, like, way of thinking about it was eventually we get a modern day Assassin's Creed game. Like, that was the eventuality of Desmond. But that's not going to happen.
But the thing is, like, they've already basically retconned stuff by killing off Desmond and just turning the stuff into this whole other thing. They could just retcon all of that and go back to, like, having an interesting modern day thing that.
If it's an interesting modern day thing, I'm on you. I'm on your side if it's interesting modern. If they go down the route of being a shitty modern day thing, I don't want it. I don't want it in the game. I'd rather it all be just balls to wall, all the way magic. Fuck it. No. Let's just go down. Let's go.
I'm not on board
go.
With your magic. But the modern day thing, right? It doesn't have to be shitty. That's the point.
Oh, like, yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah.
You can do the modern day thing and it gives more of a. Like, if they're going to make more of these games, which they will, you can't tie them together when they've got these disparate settings, you know, strewn across history without having, you know, a third setting, basically, which is the modern day.
Well. Yeah, the question is, becomes like whether you even need to tie them together. But I'm with you. Like, I know what you're saying, and I agree with you that if the modern day is good, it's a cool framing device that they should keep.
Yes,
I just have no faith in them keeping it good. Like, the last couple of games have been shit.
Fair enough. All I can say is this is going to be the first Assassin's Creed I've played since 3. So
I'm on board. Hopefully if the reviews are good, then we'll play it. I'll play it anyway.
Yeah, there's a good chance I'll pick this up. It'll probably be on console because, like, the past couple Assassin's Creed I've attempted have been on PC, and it just hasn't been a good
time.
The
PC games are a shit show. Yeah. I wouldn't touch this on
a. And PC. I feel bad that, I feel bad that, like, this next game isn't. Like, Durin's not here to back me up as well. But basically, like, they're making Murder Island for Xbox. I mean, we knew this.
We didn't know it was for Xbox.
They were porting it to console. So Player Unknown's Battleground.
No, that's not true. They have already announced previously that they announced they were doing a console version after it became popular on PCs. But they also said we're focusing on Xbox development first.
Oh, okay.
Leaving the way open for there to be a PlayStation version.
This is all known already. Okay.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing from them showing it in the Microsoft conference was that they used the words exclusive, but I mean, they used the words exclusive on pretty much everything that they showed, and it was quite often phrased as launch exclusive. So
more like a timed exclusive, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's. I hope so, because I'd like to play this on PS4.
Launch exclusive is one of the most obfuscatory terms. I have no idea what that means in any context. I've not heard that before. They didn't define it.
It's not like they're launching a new console either. It's like they said Xbox One launch exclusive. Xbox One's already out. They've had the launch of the Xbox One. They didn't even say Xbox One X launch exclusive, which would make more sense.
No, nothing. I have no context for any of it. No
and
idea.
Then like, and then they were like, oh yeah, this game's coming out, but we're patching in Xbox One X support when it's done. Whatever the fuck that is.
And that's... I wonder it'll even still be relevant when it's done. Like,
has
DayZ comes out.
Made it to consoles yet? In, like, any
is
form?
Is DayZ out yet?
They announced it was going to be on those consoles, like, years ago. No, it's still not... It's still not full release on... I don't know. You know, here, I'll look up the Steam charts. But
yeah, let's look it up. Yeah. Is it early access still? Fucking DayZ? Oh,
are you
my
talking
God.
About? No. We need to clarify. Are you talking about the mod for Armor, or are you talking about the standalone game called DayZ?
Oh, the standalone came out in 2013.
Came out.
Yeah, 2013 release date.
Apparently, okay.
Good.
So for reference, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, I think, was averaging. 80,000 people? No, that was 100,000 people regularly.
It was released onto early access in 2013. It's still in early access.
DayZ standalone is peaking for 8,000? 2,000 to 8,000 players as of right now on their servers.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
They start off at 42,000.
Will PUBG even be relevant when it comes out on Xbox? I don't know.
I mean, like, PUBG has been, like, over since its release, it's been getting more and more players. It's capped at like 200k, I think, on weekends. That's still not like Dota or League of Legends numbers by any means, but yeah.
I think having longevity, like their future plans are like, oh, we'll add more maps, but I don't think that game benefits from having more maps.
Yeah, I think it does. PUBG... I think there's some benefit to just like if you know the map, then like having a fresh map is a good thing, so long as they like you don't get a choice in what map you get to play.
Yeah, but the experience yes, they take is the away experience. The choice. Mm-hmm, yeah. Still like the map is kind of a moot, like irrelevant. Really.
I'll also say that like
I don't know.
I feel like PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds is much closer to getting a release in than like DayZ, because DayZ just like, oh, we need to add vehicles and then air vehicles and this whole new like crafting system and all that. And all that stuff is in effect in PUBG already.
That
so
game
it'll be
is
fine.
Never coming out. That game never coming. I'm calling it. It's not. Its release date might be in like fucking 2019 or something. Like it'll be fucking forever away before that game actually officially releases.
I think it'll come out just because I don't know what else they'd want to add. That would change it.
Yeah, like they need to tighten it up, but that's about all it really needs. Like, it's
They still have a bunch of equipment they want to add, and there's still
sure.
A bunch
but
of,
in
like,
terms of like
they
feature complete, though, like it's kind of almost already there.
Mm.
It just needs to be tightened up.
Maybe. I don't know.
We've already spent too much time on this
way too long on PUBG
early access games. We'll try and spend even less time on this next one because like. I know there are people who are very excited about this. My like one of my bosses at my other job was like he is a big fan of the Dragon Ball series. None of us here are probably fans of enough
the
to
greatest
to buy this
anime thing. Of all time, Dragon Ball Z. No, I'm not that big a fan of Dragon Ball as I used to be, but this game
looked very good. Looked quite good.
Yeah, so it's. They're literally taking the Guilty Gear Xrd engine and making a 2D/3D, well, 2D looking 3D Dragon Ball fighting game.
Looked fantastic.
Well, it's a 2D fighter.
Yeah. Like if nothing else, like with all the other Dragon Ball games that have come out, this looks like the most interesting in terms of like something you could actually play.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I wonder if it'll actually. The thing I don't like about any of the Arc games is how complex some of the characters are. I hope they just keep it simple. If they do that, then it'll be awesome. But
like, do you think they're going to try and do? I'm curious to see like footage of it because maybe they're going to do something like what Injustice and like the new take of fighting games of like being on a level and then as the fight progresses, you just move on to another level. They could be starting on the ground and then once someone does a Kamehameha or something, then launch the guy into the air and the stage just moves.
That'd be cool. We have no idea.
Yeah, that would be neat.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's not just like, oh, I choose to fly in the air away from you. I don't know. Yeah, but next up on the list, Code Vein, prepare to dine, everybody, because there's a vampire themed Dark Souls anime game out called Code Vein.
Duren liked it. Dude, that looked cool.
One of my roommates did enjoy it. The art style looks
interesting, and like I that's the thing. Like I don't like anime, but the art style looked interesting, and the gameplay didn't look terrible. So I'd be willing to like play it if it's not.
I don't know,
terribly
the,
expensive.
The environment design didn't look.
Yeah,
too
I hated it. I fucking hate that. I don't see what you're seeing, Durin. I'm usually on board for the anime games, but this is just not doing it for me. I don't know.
I mean, also I haven't even played the two DLCs for Dark Souls 3 because I am completely Dark Souls'd out, and then just this inundation of so much, like so many Dark Souls clones is not helping that.
This is from the team that made God Eater, the Monster Hunter esque game that Jason
I'm
went to.
A lot less interested in it now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, what about a open sea, we'll say, like a shared world adventure type experience with getting treasure and sailing the open seas that are like 50-foot waves and shooting cannons. What about that? Is that What about like a Sea of Thieves?
Go get a drink while you guys talk about this game. I have fucking no interest in it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
You leave and feel ashamed.
That looked super interesting.
Like, it looked super interesting.
I hope it's as. So we still don't really know what that game is. Like,
no, yeah, and I'm getting kind of worried now. It's like I've had my heart broken over No Man's Sky, and like I need to know what it is and what you do
right,
in it.
Like it's what they show looks really cool, but like one they did a hard cut that clearly showed like there's a whole bunch of time here that nothing is probably going to happen. But also like I just. Like, what is that game? Is there, like, a hub city you all meet up in and then go out? Is it quadrant-based? Is it, like,
I'm really worried about the economy. I'm really worried about the economy because the thing they showed was them swimming down to a shipwreck, which is cool. But what wasn't cool is they got to the bottom and they picked up a treasure chest thing, which may as well just have been a cube with the word treasure on it, that they grabbed out of the chest and then swam back up with it. They put it on their ship. And then they manually walked it down to their hold and they put it down. And then they talked about how the trading system in the game is about selling and buying treasure at these places like hubs or whatever. They showed them, I think, is what they called them. Yeah. And then later in the demo, they showed them digging up a treasure. It feels like you're just trading these boxes that look like treasure chests of various values. And that's the economy. It doesn't seem like the treasure chest contains something that you want. It seems like they are the item that you're getting and trading, which seems terrible to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It seems like the focus is really on the journey rather than the goal. Everything they've showed has always been like, oh, you can get a treasure map or a clue that tells you where to find some treasure, and then you go there and you get the treasure, but oh no, someone shot a pirate ship with their cannons while you were on the way there. Like, woo! I'm excited for this game.
I'm 100% okay if that's the really design cool. of it, but yeah. Like, I just want the journey to be good and interesting, yes. And not just 2 hours of game. Like, I was like, oh, that's the exact same thing over and over again.
There's just, it feels like there's a lot they're not talking about. Like for instance, you know, you're talking about the journey being good and everything. Like, they showed at one point, like, all of them heading down into a cave to go find this treasure, and, like, they left somebody behind on the ship to make sure their ship didn't get jacked while they were gone. Like, what is that person doing for that period of time? I want to see what they're doing. Like, what is their experience?
Crushing the ship repeatedly.
Like, are they literally just circling the fucking island with the ship? Like, is that their gameplay? Because if that is...
Guys, I sunk the ship again.
Also, like, Baller, we talked, or you mentioned while we were watching it that, like, they are probably going to do something akin to Destiny of just like the multiplayer experience of like possibly having other players. Cause I think they have had in previous shows players fighting players.
And there was
is it the thing of
at the end, there was where it was really choppy. There was a ship on ship combat.
Yeah. Like, are we going to have, that could still just be AI. You never know. But
they were named as if they were
players. They had like player names. Yeah.
If they were like, AI, that would be actually pretty cool. Like, I would be a pretty good thing if there's a lot of like AI ships with their own treasure, like just sailing the seas that maybe like have various difficult, like a galleon, an AI galleon that multiple ships come up against. Like, that could actually be cool. We have no indication of that actually being in the game, but yeah.
What was your question?
So, do you think there's going to be thing like, oh, it's if you're like. Everyone leaves the ship to go on the island to then, like, steal some treasure. And then your ship gets jacked. And then you just wait around for another group to go to that exact same island for the exact same treasure quest. And then you just steal their ship. Like,
are you saying this is, like, Pirate PUBG?
Yeah, kind of. Like, what is this game like?
I would be okay with that, too.
I am very curious what the consequences are in this world. Like,
yeah.
if some other dudes come up and shoot holes in my ship and my ship sinks, am I just fucked? Do I start again? Like, what happens? Is there...
Are we just fucking stuck on this island now? Or does our ship respawn? Yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of questions about...
There seem to be more and more questions the more they show small...
My God, the water is pretty.
Oh my
The water is pretty, but also I'm curious what those islands are like. If it's just going to be like the same sort of Pacific/Caribbean, just like a small island chain, I kind of want there to be larger islands, maybe something that's akin to like the Korean shoreline with all those like you, it's going to be very difficult to climb any of them, but those like large jutting things leading into the mouth of some like giant port or something. Like, I want there to be, the outposts are cool, but like maybe half a dozen across the entire map of like large hubs with like other pirate stuff you can do. I don't know.
Have they given, what's the release date on this thing?
Early 2018.
Okay. So,
like spring, first quarter kind of thing?
So not many more chances for them to show what this thing is before it comes out. And that's...
No.
Do we think they're going to be at PAX?
There's an insider program. I just looked at the website. I don't know if that includes having like a closed beta or whatever, but yeah, there's. I think there are people playing this. They have community spotlights on the website, so I assume there's people playing this.
I'm going to answer my own question of, I think if they are going to be at PAX, it's probably just going to be like a PvP open waters. Like, I still don't think we're going to see anything about this world.
I'm surprised, like, because if I was, again, I'm not a game designer, but if I was to pick like what I thought this game was when they first announced it, I would have thought like this demo would have been two or multiple groups of people racing towards one treasure in the middle of like an island or whatever, and they're all like get to the island at different like launch, like you know, the areas of the edge of the island, they all rush towards the middle and then going through a dungeon. It's like kind of a co-op and PvP mixed experience, and in the middle there's an interesting like boss or whatever. But the combat in this doesn't seem to be very much a focus at all, aside from ship to ship combat. Like the basic gunplay just seemed like you either have a blunderbuss or a pistol and you shoot at skeletons. Like I don't know if there is a lot of enemy variety that didn't demonstrate at all whether even enemy AI is a large thing beyond like the skeletons and stuff. The PvP just seemed to be PvP for the sake of it rather than like a kind of competitive PvP. It was more of I can see two ships passing each other at water and not engaging in combat, or only engaging in combat because they're both bored. Like I don't really see a thing. I didn't see a driving force in this game. No.
Yeah, and like... What do you do when your friends are all at work or asleep?
Oh yeah, can you sail the seas alone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I bet this game will be popular for a certain group of people.
Personally. I'm sure like Twitch streamers doing like a joint stream or something, or Beam streamers, who knows? But yeah, we'll see more about the Sea of Thieves. But for now,
isn't Beam that, Mixer?
I think Beam is Mixer now, yeah. But yeah, for now, that water looks good.
The water looks great.
So yeah, next game on the list was kind of, they jumped into a little bit of like indie stuff. And
I think that's the best looking game of the show, this one. I thought that looked fucking amazing.
Which is weird coming from you, who like, you hated the resurgence of pixel art. But yeah, we're talking about the Last Night.
Yeah, this was all the fucking same. So Last Night, it just looks like essentially a point-and-click adventure game, but with the best art style I have seen in a game in quite a long time. Like, it just looks amazing. To be fair, like, this year is the year of Blade Runner. Like, this is the year to put out your Blade Runner-looking things. But it looks great. Like,
God, it's stylish.
Damn.
I'm looking on their website right now, just scrolling through the screenshots, like the shot of the ship, the shot in like the city with the taxi arriving, the hover taxi, just all of it is so crisp. It's like, it's hard to describe what it is. It's like layers of 2D pixel art building up a 3D world.
Yeah.
It's freaking gorgeous.
It's just, but with a like a very like noir-esque or like modern noir, not obviously.
If Blade Runner was set in Venice, maybe.
Yeah, because there's a little more, huh?
So I'm on their website. The Last Night was originally a small flash game made in 6 days, which won the Cyberpunk Game Jam.
Damn.
Version here. So there's a animated GIF at the bottom of the page.
I think I've seen that. I think I've seen that Game Jam game.
Holy shit! Even that looks great, though. That animated GIF looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It is so Blade Runner. Like, probably the only knock I have against this game is just how Blade Runner it is. Like, this is just a riff on that, but it looks just great. Hopefully the storyline's good.
Cinematic effects applied to the pixel art. Like, there's depth of field, there's like bloom, there's
And the layers mixed. Like, the light from one layer affects other layers in a really cool way. Like, it's just, it's, this could be the best looking game of this show, maybe apart from Anthem, but like they're not the same like type of game. But more importantly, I just hope the game is actually good and the storyline's good. Like that's kind of what this needs to do now, because it's proven it looks good, but we got no sense of what it's actually about or what's the driving force behind it.
And yeah, on the topic of like having very little idea, like we have some idea of what this next game's about, but like
I know exactly what this game is about.
It's about Terry Crews.
It's about Terry fucking Crews.
It's about orbs. And it's about jumping.
Uh-huh. That's
all you need, I guess. So
that
okay,
was the most perfect fucking casting. I can't believe he's in more games.
It was really good casting. So Crackdown 3, we got a little bit more of it. We didn't see any buildings collapse, but we did see.
That's because that's not in the game anymore.
Yeah, probably not. You're probably right. There were a lot of explosions, a lot of fire, a lot of jumping, a lot of orbs. A lot of shooting of men in like enforcer or like mercenary outfits, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually played any Crackdowns. I don't know. Like, actually, genuine question. Like, I know you have the whole super jump. Are like rocket jumps a thing? Using your guns to move you around the world as well? Because that seems like a cool thing, but I don't think that game would have that.
I honestly have never played a Crackdown game.
Yeah.
I don't tell
okay.
you.
I mean, I played
I
a really
you can
good
run
Crackdown
and stuff,
clone
and you can jump
called Saints Row
yeah.
4.
I guess. The thing about Crackdown 3, aside from Terry Crews being in it, like, Terry Crews was hype. I got hyped. I was totally over the top when his whole bit was great. Like, he just got me pumped. Terry Crews is a great, like, face man for anything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that said, like, the game itself, they went for like Borderlands-y kind of cel-shaded art style, which is a big change from the original trailer. But like, it just kind of looked like a co-op action game, like it's a generic co-op action game where you can pick up cars and stuff, which is like a good, I don't know, that's something in it at least. But no, it just didn't. It looked like it was fun to play. It looked like it played well. But it seems like a pattern of this game so far where they didn't give us an idea of why you would be doing any of this. So same with Assassin's Creed, to a lesser extent, Sea of Thieves, Last Night, Metro. Well, Metro, maybe you kind of have an idea, just get out.
I feel like with Last Night, the question might be part of the game of like, why am I doing this? And it's like, oh, why are you doing this?
Especially since it's noir.
Because you're really a robot yourself. Killing? No, I'm sorry. I'm just spoiling a movie from 20 years ago.
But there's no reason to do any of it. I didn't see like any form of like narrative thrust at all, aside from hey, Terry Crews is cool, which is cool. Now that I look back at this, like I was really pumped in the moment. But now I look back at it, it was kind of a bad trailer. Like I just didn't get a feel for it. Looked like the game plays well though, because like
started off very
the
strong.
Animations and stuff. Yeah, started off strong.
So yeah, there was a lot of indie games, just like a montage sort of thing. They revealed around 50 games. They didn't reveal, but they showed off like 50 games, of which I want to say 20 or so are going to be Xbox exclusive over the course of the whole thing, the whole show. I mean, like we saw more Cuphead, more Tacoma, if that ever comes out. We didn't see any Below, I don't think.
Nope.
that game doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. That game doesn't exist. No, not happening.
But we did see little. We didn't see Life is Strange 2, or at least I don't think we did. But we did see Life is Strange Before the Storm.
Oh,
is that Life is Strange 2?
I think it isn't. So
Don't Nod is working on two different games. I mean, like they got the engine for it.
I don't even know if this is Don't Nod. I don't actually remember seeing their thing, like their thing, their title, the name of the studio on mm-hmm. the reveal. So Life is Strange Before the Storm is a three-part miniseries, so it's nowhere near as long as their other Life is Strange. I think was five episodes or whatever. I think it was five, it might have been four, but it's definitely more than three. So this is only three parts. It's a prequel, so it's starring Chloe and Rachel, which is the girl who starts Life is Strange. So Life is Strange is you playing as Maxine Caulfield, I think. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to find what happened to Rachel. And you find out and all that kind of stuff. That's spoilers. But you already know the end point of the whole timeline for these people for this prequel. So to some extent, this whole prequel is almost meaningless. Like, I don't know why they are making this game, aside from, hey, you want to spend more time with these characters you really like.
Yeah, people just want more story. Also, just by the way, I'm looking at the trailer, and I see Squinix and Deck 9, but I do not see Don't Nod.
Yeah, knew it. Because I'm almost certain that Don't Nod is actually working on Life is Strange 2. It's going to have a new cast, and it'll be... Because I remember them saying that they think that the Max and Chloe's story has ended, which is perfect. And they said they wouldn't be at E3 this year. So that all kind of lines up and makes sense that this is a different group of dudes. That said, like it looks like they're using the same engine. Like it didn't look in any way improved that I could see from the previous games. But that all said, even though there's a lot about this I don't care about, I still love that this exists. I was so hyped when I saw this. The music was on point. The characters, you care about. It's a time period for Chloe that's really important because it seems to cover the part where, because Max is and Chloe are old friends, but Max left for a while and then came back. So this is the period where Max was not around. And it does cover her relationship with Rachel. I just wonder if it'll have any of the hallmarks of Life is Strange, which is like a slight of like a magical twist on things with like time travel and all that kind of stuff in the original, but there'll probably be a different twist for Life is Strange 2, if I was to guess. So I wonder what the hook will be aside from story, but maybe it's just story. And if it's just story, I'm still excited. And it's coming out pretty early. Like it's coming out in August or something. It's really soon. At a minimum, the OST will be, or no, it won't be an original soundtrack, but the soundtrack will be amazing for this game. I already loved the stuff in the trailer. Yeah, I'm so hyped for Life is Strange before the storm. I was so happy to see it. Might be my game of the conference.
Yeah. Oh, and Crackdown was, I'm not sure if anybody is interested, but announced for November 7th of this year as well.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we're getting dates for some stuff. Rounding out, we're almost done with all this, but they had to show us a lot of footage, actually. A lot more talking than I feel like was actually needed. But we saw more of Shadow of War Door.
I just want to point out that we have like a line or two against every one of these items on this list, except for Shadow of War. There's nothing under Shadow of War at all.
I have Shadow of War Russian Bear Orcs, and also okay. October 10th of this year as well. Just like I got the two facts out. There are much bigger orcs now, some of which mm-hmm. have Australian accents, which is both non-existent in Tolkien's like original mythos of like the breakdown of various races, and yet still kind of fitting because it's Australia.
Yeah. I like the New Zealander / Australian tilt on the whole Lord of the Rings. Like it's colored all of Lord of the Rings in a way that I don't think anyone intended, but that's fine.
Yeah,
Does anyone here care about this game?
Win best new character of the year.
He's great. I really like him. I wonder how much of the game he'll actually be part of, because the whole idea is there's different areas, entirely different areas in Shadow of War. Like I think the map is split up to like three or four different whole zones, as opposed to the first game, which is all about Mordor. And I bet each zone has like a character like him that you get to know, and like has your back for that area. That's my guess.
I will say like the first game. I played a little bit of the first game, but it definitely suffered in that like the first two of the three zones was just Mordor boringness of just like drab mud. And I did see that like the third zone was like open grasslands and not just the bore, like just the mind numbing palette that the first two parts was, but I didn't get that far. So yeah, that might help with this game, but I don't know if I'll get this game. It's just the overall system of it, the Nemesis and all that seems cool. The base stuff you do is just like Assassin's Creed fighting is basically what it feels a lot like you're doing. And the fighting is one aspect of like an Assassin's Creed game, or just like any, like they pull like, hey, this is the stuff everyone says they like about this Assassin's Creed game, let's make that into a whole thing, or let's make Batman, but without the detective part, just the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
When Assassin's Creed are even moving away from Assassin's Creed combat, you have to worry about whether Shadow of War's combat is going to be fun to play still.
The demos seem to be linked. Like this, if I'm not mistaken, the end of this demo, you're assaulting the fortress, and I think the demo and slash video we got a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was you assaulting that fortress. I think that was the intent there. So this is the how you came up with the army, and that was what you do with it. There is a lot of difference in the game. Like you ride dragons, and there's just a whole lots of added gameplay stuff they've put in. Like you can teleport now and with your arrows or whatever. Like there's a lot of shit they've done. Like this game seems to have like all the systems, every system you can think of, every RPG system is in this game, to the point where it's almost like crippling in how many options you have to approach any situation. But yeah, like Bollard or Durin, did you see? I knew I wouldn't care about this game. I'm surprised you guys don't on into it. Like, did you guys care about the original Shadow of War at all, or did you?
No,
I played some of it, but I kind of fell off it pretty quick. Like, I never even left the first zone.
I could tell it wasn't for me.
It so quickly became just a lot of the same thing.
Right. So it's yeah, just
it's for me. It's like I really like the idea of the system. What I want is instead like a Batman art, like Arkham City, where all of the orc like generals are all just various Batman villains, and basically they have their own agendas, and like there might be an overall like main story, but basically Joker, like, you know, oh, you find out the Joker's robbing a bank. Well, you could, if you don't stop him, then
he leads this next thing. You play as the Joker. You play as the Joker and you recruit everyone else. So it's the same formula, but you're the Joker. And you just instead of like grabbing their head and like and mind brain, you just pay the money. Like you see Groper just take out bills and start throwing it at them till they come to your side. Like whatever that is. Or you find out everyone's dark secret or their weakness or whatever, and you use that against them to get them to work for you. Like that could be cool.
What's the villain Justice League called that they have the thing in the swamp that like is a skull that just shoots up? The League of Evil or something? I'm talking about like the TV series. Like, but
I was
you're basically
say Suicide Squad, but that's not it.
No, it's not Suicide Squad. That's not the one. But yeah, basically,
is it DC?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I tried looking, but okay, yeah. The Justice League would always fight these guys. Anyway,
is the Anti Justice League?
Yeah, sure. It's the Anti Justice League. That's it. you are the Joker playing an Anti Justice League fighting orcs in Mordor.
There's the Injustice League. There's the Injustice Society. There's the Jokers with a Z.
Moving on.
There's Villainy Inc.
Justice League Villain Swamp. Legion of Doom? That can't be it.
That sounds so perfect. That has to be it. That has
All
to
right,
be
next,
it.
Alright, next game we want to talk about after Shadow of War. Do we want to talk about... I don't want to talk about Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Do you guys want... Brad had a conversation about it during the roll of it. That was more about Ori than this game.
Yeah, I think we spent more time talking about the first one.
Hey, there's another Ori game out. I'm sure that's going to be fun to watch YouTubers play it, like, you know, masterfully and the supercuts of not all that the one jump that you actually make opposed to the 100 you don't.
Exactly. And I think it just boils down to I hope this controls better or like they change up the platforming and make it more accessible, I guess. It sounds bad, but I just didn't like that first game, the way it feels or the way it jumped and the mm-hmm. way they ask you to jump. Given the jumping, I don't know.
So. Yeah, this isn't doing anything for me.
Yep.
But what about...
Look beautiful, though.
What about Xbox One games coming to the Xbox One?
I'm pretty sure he referred to them as Xbox OG.
I think you just melted my brain.
he actually called them OG. I'm not sure if he understands that means... I'm pretty sure OG like originally meant original gangster. So... Original gangster Xbox games are coming to the Xbox One.
Go yeah, you just ride up with your Duke, and Is the Doom controller bigger than the Xbox?
What if they released a Duke for the Xbox One?
I was going to say the same thing. Oh my god. Like, imagine like the new Xbox One Elite controller and it's just a fucking Duke, but it's like slightly bigger. That'd be amazing.
I think they had a Duke on stage while they were revealing the Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Huh. That guy was playing Ori on the Duke, right?
Awesome. That'd be so good.
Is anyone else excited for the future that's going to come when the Xbox One X is out, when someone goes into a store and asks for an original Xbox One?
I'm thinking when somebody asks for, like, a kid asks for an Xbox One X and their parents buy them an Xbox One S for Christmas.
Those are way too close. Yeah.
We thought Wii U was going to be the end of it, but no.
Are there Xbox OG Xbox games that we would want to play in 2017?
Like, sure. Halo 1, like, I guess.
Halo 1, 2. But I can play that on
There's remasters of those.
If they put out, like, yeah, I guess so. I was going to say, if they put out Halo 2 with multiplayer, but yeah, there's a remaster, so who cares?
Is the only one I can think of.
And the remasters use the same physics. Okay, all right, you got me. Jade Empire. That's the game.
That's like the BioWare's one classic game I can think of. Like, original Doom? Or like, not original, but you know what I mean. Like, Doom. Doom.
Yep, Xbox, the best place to play Morrowind.
I want to play Morrowind on my Xbox.
Riding on the heels of the ESO expansion, they're going to release Morrowind. God.
I can't think of what. Maybe, like, what's that fucking game? I'm not helping at all, but it's the one which is like you transform into different things.
Alter Echo?
Cameo?
Cameo.
That was
that
360.
Original Xbox? Oh, it was oh my god.
I got it. I know why we need this feature, guys. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. But now is the time to bring back Advent Rising. What better way to do it?
Oh my god.
Than with backwards compatibility.
I can't believe my boss recently watched a YouTube playthrough of Advent Rising and was telling me how good the story was. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Nope.
But the real answer is we all need to play BMX Triple X. That needs to happen. That needs to come back.
BMX Triple X on the Triple X.
Yep.
God damn it.
So yeah, we'll talk about one last game before this, but I just want to get this in. This is one more cheap shot to Xbox. Since their reveal of the Xbox One in, like, what, 2015, they continue to just keep backtracking with this backwards availability.
I like what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but then we got one last game reveal from EA's press conference. They said that they would announce Anthem at the Microsoft conference, and they did. Surprise, it was ending. We got a moderately long thing about it, right? This is decent. Like,
that game looked fucking incredible.
It looked like a very fun Iron Man simulator.
The Iron Man simulator I didn't know I wanted or needed, but now I desperately do want and need.
I very much need that. Oh my god, that game looks really cool. At the same time, like, it does make me specifically want, like, an Iron Man game.
I think what sold most of us when she just jumped and just kept flying, like, she just flew. So, that was sick.
Flying into this cool jungle.
Yeah. Like I was saying when we were watching it, like, it was the wingsuit stuff without the wingsuit.
It's Xenoblade Chronicles X in that, like, it's a massive open environment. That's kind of an alien planet which is forested, but unlike Xenoblade Chronicles X, it's on a current gen system. So it looked goddamn awesome. On this, like, holy shit, just like expansive forest, and you just be able to fly through it as will. But beyond that, like, just the actual moment to moment gameplay looked good, right?
Yeah, like, everything about that looked like, granted, like, we kept saying over and over as we were watching it, like, it is a vertical slice,
mm-hmm.
but that was a very, very convincing and very, like, appealing vertical slice.
Yeah, the third person shooting looked pretty tight. The abilities looked really cool. Like, I liked the the missiles and the stupid mortars that one dude had blowing stuff up. That was really good.
I'm sad we didn't get to see the caster class, because there's three classes. There's the heavy, the ranger or whatever, the medium, and then there seemed we got a glimpse of this crazy floating sparkly one, which is the one I would want to play. That looks really cool. I hope it does magic.
I would have been with you about that being the one I wanted to play if they wouldn't have focused on the Iron Man class. I had to play the Iron Man class.
I think they can all fly though. I think they can all continuously fly.
Maybe, but like this one's just Iron Man with a gun. Yeah,
it is just Iron Man, and I like how it's literally like Thurbleton pointed it out, but all of its weapons are essentially just Iron Man weapons. Like it had the shoulder missiles, it had like just everything you think of. The heavy seemed to be a bit more unique. Actually, no, the heavy is kind of just the Hulk. It smashes the ground, and it hurts things with its fists.
Yeah, like no, it's the Hulk Smasher.
There's an armor,
there's Hulk an Buster, Iron Man four if you want to be the Hulk. It's called the Hulkbuster.
Oh man, but I think the cool thing was, well, first of all, so this is the original Mass Effect team. This is the actual Mass Effect team that's working on this. That's what kind of sells me on it, even though I'm still trepidatious. Like BioWare kind of lost me this overall, and they have to earn that trust back. I will not look at this game and say it will be good, like I would previously for BioWare games. But it is the original Mass Effect team, which gives it a lot of clout, and it seems to be on an alien planet. So the jetpacks, so the suits are called Javelin suits. They have like a whole name. You are a freelancer, which is like a type of person who can go outside of Fort Tarsis, which is like the place you're in. So it seems like you have a human outpost in an alien planet, and everything on that planet is trying to kill you, and you can leave that. And a couple people who are the freelancers have these sweet suits that they can leave the confines and actually fight things. Why they'd want to fight things, I'm actually curious about. There was like, they showed like a cave there, and it seemed to be alien tech. And it seemed to be like another race that was talking amongst themselves in an alien language. Like, did you guys catch that?
I did not know.
Okay, no. Before they shot all the, when she shot all the homing missiles and stuff, the people she was attacking was another race of people, and they were talking. They were talking amongst themselves, and one of them came out in a heavy mech suit, and they're like, "Oh, they have a heavy mech suit." Blah 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 blah. It seems to be that this planet is occupied by another race of beings, at least one other race of beings, which is cool. Well, hopefully cool, because in the end they kind of just nuke them and move the fuck on. Like, it's not like there was a dialogue sequence or anything that there just seemed to be an enemy that you kill. But it is the Mass Effect team. Do you guys think that there will be dialogue wheels in this game? Because we didn't see one.
So that's an interesting question of, like, do we think there's going to be a personal story, as it were? Like, you know, a single-player quest? Go ahead,
I think they learned a lot from the Old Republic. And I think that if they do dialogue stuff, they could very much model it after what they did in that game. Where you have kind of group dialogue. So basically you have group dialogue where you'll have the dialogue scenes happen, and then like everybody chooses their option, and there's a dice roll behind each one, and the winner of the dice roll is the option that's chosen for the group.
Hmm. Yeah. And that could work. Like
I mean, one way of doing it. It's also like we heard with the masterful VO that was happening while the demo happened, they like there was a couple of mentions of like, oh yeah, we should go there because Paul has that quest, or like maybe they said mission, maybe he said mission, but like it does seem that like this there is an open world to this, which actually raises the question of like, do we think this is going to take place on multiple planets or at least multiple biomes on this one planet? It's space and it's BioWare, so I don't think it's going to be all in one planet.
Well, we didn't see a single spaceship, so I would say it's likely going to be one planet.
I bet they're stranded. I bet that's the hook of the story. Like, I think that's they're trying to get off or whatever.
Because are you sure that's not one of the enemies in the game? Just the stranded.
God damn it!
But the wreckage of their city looked like the wreckage of a giant spaceship. Like, it kind of, if you look at it, like the spherical nature of it kind of looked like an engine nacelle. Like, it looks like the wreckage of a giant. I would bet that this is like a crashed spaceship from a long time ago. And this is like many, many years in the future from when they crashed. And this society has developed and they kind of have this system, which again, like, links me back to like, how do they interact with the other races on this planet? Because we know at least there's one other sentient race. Also, like, yeah, you had a dialogue sequence. At the start of the demo, you had a dialogue sequence where you didn't get any options, but it seemed like you were picking up a quest. You were walking down this very small, let's just be clear, village street towards your suit, and this dude just comes from off screen and starts a dialogue sequence with you. That is probably more indicative than anything else we saw during that demo as to how it'll actually be in terms of playing it story-wise. I bet that's going to be how they deliver a story in a lot of cases. Like, you're not necessarily going to have an active role. Your characters seem to be a character too. Like, they had their own dialogue and they made their own choices in what to say in the conversation. Like, it seemed like you were playing a character.
Yeah.
Which I wonder how that works.
I wonder if it's just like, this character is this class, that other character is that class.
Maybe each class has a male and female variant.
Could be like Diablo.
That would be a way to handle it.
Gameplay wise, it very much seems to be a Diablo style game, because it seems like there is the hub city, and then you go out and do your adventures.
And the sweet drops, yo.
Also dungeons. We didn't see anything about it, but like if there are sweet drops, yo, there need to be dungeons and there need to be raids. Do we think we're gonna see anything like that?
If it's trying to compete in even closely to Destiny, there has to be Dungeons and Rage. Like, that, if it's just a single player like storyline that you play through co-op, that has its merits. But if they want to make it like an actual multiplayer thing that lots of people go back to for months and months, or maybe years and years, then you need the end game stuff, that difficult team based end game stuff that really gets you going, like a dungeon or a raid. I hope it has that. And really, I can't point to a single mission in Mass Effect that was exciting from a gameplay standpoint. All of it was awesome from a story standpoint, like Shadow Broker and a bunch of other stuff. But like, the gameplay wise, they haven't, like, BioWare has not proven to me that they can make a raid. To be fair, Bungie hadn't either. Like, I wouldn't have thought Bungie could make a fucking raid, and they made amazing raids. So maybe that's like a neither here nor there, but like, they really do have to prove what their actual missions are like, rather than just, hey, this is us running through the world and killing stuff. It would be interesting. But the game does look promising. And looking at this negatively, it's just that they have a lot to prove with this. And considering they have till fall 2018, they have a lot of time to do so.
So yeah, like, are you immediately sold? Do you just want to see more of it? Is this not your cup of tea? Ballard, what do you think?
I'm very interested in this. I'm interested to see how, well, as we go forward, I'm interested to find a lot more out about it, because I feel like we don't really know a lot. Like, we know it's co-op focused, but is it going to be multiplayer in the same way that Destiny is? Think there's going to be hubs and like players popping in and out of your games? Will there be PvP? All of those are things that we don't know right now, and it will probably change my opinion of the game drastically. But from what I've seen so far, I probably want to play this, and I'm going to follow it going forwards.
It looked so good.
Graphically as well. Definitely. Just pure graphics. It looked absolutely insane.
So good. And they talk about the storm cell system that kind of goes over the world. I hope that's not the only climate change they do. The weather change they do during the gameplay. But it did really look cool when that storm.
I'm sure even if it's on one planet, they'll have significant variety in the environments. Like Horizon Zero Dawn did that really well. With a relatively quote unquote small world.
And that was just based on our world. So like, there's examples in our world where you can have like a stretch of land that goes from snow to plains to land. Like, that's
know, Cynic. It's called New Zealand.
I was thinking, what the fuck was it? It was Colorado or something. I forget what it was where Horizon set. But yeah, that kind of area, the United States, is kind of like that. I hope they have a lot of environmental stuff, because the forest looks amazing. I need to see more. I'm not immediately sold. BioWare has lost faith with me. So,
Thing is, I have no attachment to BioWare in the first place. Like, I've tried to play KOTOR, but it was a long time after it came out, and it felt, you know, dated. I can obviously see the appeal. I tried to play Mass Effect. I started with 2. I got about 10 hours in and stopped because it was after Mass Effect 3 had already come out. I was like, well, before I start 3, I should really play 2. So I picked up 2. secondhand and didn't get super far in it. I can see the appeal of the world. Like, I was enjoying reading like the codex stuff, but the game itself did not a lot for me. The actual RPG mechanics, but this Anthem seems RPG light in a lot of ways. Like, it seems like
Destiny,
it might
yeah.
not really have those kind of mechanics. So, yeah, it'll be yeah. a weird one.
It'll be a weird one. Like, this is not what we're used to seeing from BioWare. This is a new thing for BioWare, and like Bungie with Destiny, they have a lot to prove. But unlike Destiny, I would say at first glance, this looks incredible. Like, I wasn't that impressed by the first time I saw Destiny. In fact, I wasn't that impressed till I played the raids in Destiny after playing Destiny. But this could be awesome. This could be straight up amazing.
Yeah, and like, I'm kind of in a similar boat. Like, I'm on the fence, but leaning towards meh, because even if this is something that, like, is for me, it's going to be a thing that, like, I will have to spend a lot of time to probably get to the good stuff. If I see more of it, that does lean me towards the, like, more on the fence of, like, actually getting this game. And also, it seems like a game that, again, how much fun is it if you play it by yourself?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a really good question. Is there a story worth seeing?
Also, like, in this day and age where Xbox is trying to release on both Xbox and PC for everything, granted this is an EA title, but, like, can people on PC play with people on console? Probably not. Ooh, but...
Probably not.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Duren, did you have any thoughts on Anthem?
I'm excited for it in the way I was excited for Destiny when it was first announced. Mm-hmm. However...
Wizard came from the moon.
Now that we live in a world where Destiny has been released and we know what that is, I am cautiously excited for this game. And it's likely not, like, even with a lot of information about what this game is, it's still going to be a game that I'll probably purchase post-launch if I purchase it at all. Just because I want to make sure I get all of the previews out there first. And have a really good idea of not only what this game is, but, like, how it plays and what the, kind of like you said there, like, what the experience is when you're playing by yourself, what the, like, if there is a, you know, post-story
post-story?
What the post-story is, if there even is one, or if it's just, you know, New Game Plus or whatever, like, is this just if there are no raids, it's pretty much going to be like, no, thank you. Like that kind of information. And I don't know. There's a lot more that we need to know about this before we can really get excited, but it sure looks pretty.
Yes. The possibly as mentioned at the beginning of the show, maybe better than Forza of just like, granted there's no driving in this game. And I kind of want to look at the footage again when they were flying around, but like, when they were on the ground, that foliage looks great.
Yeah,
I guess that's all the games. We are going to talk a little bit about the price more in depth for the two different versions of the console. But before we get to that, just a curious question for each of you guys. I mean, like, for me, looking at the list of the stuff they talked about, I mean, PlayerUnknown's Battleground. My game of the show. Probably going to be just like that new Metro. I'm very excited for that. Like, there are a couple of the games that I'll probably have more fun playing, but that probably is of the stuff we saw, probably the one for me. But like, what was your guys' game of the show? I guess going Duren, what about you?
I mean, if we're talking about like game I am most likely to purchase as closest to release as possible, for me it would probably be Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Oh my god, me too. Mm-hmm.
just because like, I played all the other ones before that, or most of the other ones before that. And two, like, they seem to be finally doing some really interesting things with Assassin's Creed.
Imagine a world where the best thing at the Microsoft press conference
is a Ubisoft game.
I can't believe it!
I guess, like, I might sing a different tune at the Ubisoft conference tomorrow, but, like, I've been burned too many times by Assassin's Creed. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it's going to be good. It looks good.
I have too, but I figure, like, the way I look at it is, like, I'm willing to give them a shot on this one because they took that year off. Like, they were willing to recognize the fact that like change needed to happen. And so I'm hopeful that change has happened in that year off. If this comes out and I buy it and it turns out to be fucking mediocre at best, then I'm probably just done with Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's again the thing of like, you can't be overpowered in the first like half of the game.
Right.
You just can't.
And also, like, yeah. They need to nail the story. They need to fix, if they're doing modern day, they need to fix modern day. Right. If they're not doing modern day, they have to have a good reason to not do modern day. I don't need magic in the game, but I would like it. But then if they don't have magic, you have to explain why the fuck you have a giant serpent and like stuff like
also,
that.
Also, this is probably completely just me, but like they need to bring back that multiplayer because it was one of the
that
best
was
things
good.
They had done to Assassin's Creed in a long time, cool. And then they got rid of it.
I bet they're not gonna though.
Speaking of multiplayer, do we think they're going to do anything like the previous recent Assassin's Creed of co-op at all?
No, because they already said like this is a story of one man.
Okay, gotcha.
And if they do well, like I think Egypt and that period is a good enough period of time that, and I like the main character and everything I heard of him so far. This could be the start of a trilogy again. Like this
could
if they do
the
this well,
heads, yeah.
Yeah, he could be the new Nezio. I think he's cool enough to be. I like the whole idea that he's taking out like ancient Egyptian like fucking wise men and shit. That's a really cool spin on it rather than some rich dude I don't care about. It's like some fucking political figure.
I hope it's not another trilogy, mostly because one of the things I love about Assassin's Creed games is kind of the history hopping nature of it. And so like if this is cool, like I want this to be cool, but I want this to be a cool, awesome, contained story that they tell in one fucking game and then the next game is in a whole different place.
It's yeah, the places they've been, the points of history they've gone to, and like the number of like places I would want them to go, Asia, they're like basically, and the estimatable like lifespan of the Assassin's Creed series. I don't want them to make another trilogy. I just want them to get to the places I like before the games get bad again.
Yeah, well, and also like the reason the trilogy thing worked with the Ezio trilogy was because they had the ties of the modern day stuff. So like, if they don't have the modern day, they cannot do a trilogy. Like you can't.
And also like that was this is coming out in like the middle age time span of this like console like generation. Like they've just announced an up-res version. We'll get into that again after this whole little bit. But like the Ezio story happened early on, like over the entire course of the Xbox 360 lifespan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if they can crank out three games with this console still. Who knows? But
I mean, if they go back to yearly installments, they could.
Yes, also, like, you are correct.
This console generation is probably going to be the easiest to get in terms of cross-generation stuff to PS5 and Xbox Triple X or whatever fuck they want to call it. Xbox X squared is going to be the next one. Calling it now.
Yep, great.
They can totally go cross gen with like the third or fourth. And the reason, and just for Duran's sake, the reason I say that this could be it is because this is set during the Ptolemaic era, i.e., it is Cleopatra era, i.e., he could go back to like actual ancient Rome. And actual like parts of Africa that in that period of time, not like Rome, Italy. I mean, like fucking Rome. Like this could be like he could still do the world hopping thing, but in that era, and that could be fucking.
It's
awesome.
It's possible. Like I said, the biggest thing though that tied those Ezio games together and made that possible was kind of having that overarching modern day story because that allowed them to jump time in a way that you wouldn't really be able to do in the games otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping. Looking at this, I really like the vibe. The vibes I got good vibes, and I wouldn't mind if this became a trilogy. And you see the fall of Rome. Maybe that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, game of the show probably. I guess seemed outvoted 3-4. Assassin's Creed.
I can't believe it. I cannot
three out of four. Yeah. Mm.
And I'm going to throw a twist in there and say maybe I'll just change my vote to Life is Strange just so I have one vote for Life is Strange.
Squinix is happy.
Still takes it.
Yeah. But yeah, that concludes this assessment of the Microsoft conference, with the exception of talking about that money, talking about that price.
$250,
I might actually get an Xbox by the end of this year.
Really?
I can't imagine any games I'd play on it that I couldn't just play on PC, but like $250
is
low
enough.
That's
my biggest thing.
Like how much is a Switch? Is it $250 also?
$300.
That's not that much more.
I'd get a Switch instead. 100%.
I might just get a Switch instead.
Yeah. Yep. I would get a Switch for an Xbox.
Buy a Switch.
$499. Wow.
I've been playing more of that Zelda, and it's pretty good. It's not great, but it's pretty good. I spoiled my first Lionel. I died. It was good.
So $499 for
Xbox One X, $500. I think I was off record, but I will go ahead and say this anyway. In the 11th hour, I decided to drop my prediction down to $449, thinking maybe they might.
Ye of faith. This is what you get for having faith in Microsoft.
The thing is,
that wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't even so much faith in Microsoft. It was more like not having faith in Microsoft because they need to try to sell this. As I was saying at the time, like they need to try to sell this to those of us who don't have an Xbox One but have a decent PC. And the way to do that is to drop it down below, drop it as low as possible to not have it compete with a high-end video card. And that's exactly what they didn't do. And so looking at that at a $500 price tag, I could buy a very good video card for my PC instead and continue to not have an Xbox.
The thing is, though, I can still see them taking a loss at $500.
Yeah, definitely.
I personally don't think so. And the reason I say that is because it's using an SoC based, and I still think it's based on Polaris. I don't think it's based on Vega. It might be based on Vega, but I doubt it. And we're talking about a chipset that is custom, to be fair, but at the same time, it's 3 years since, or maybe 3.5 or whatever, since the Xbox One and PS4 came out. Like, it is that long. Like, the prices have come down on many of the components they would be using. They're using outdated, if you look at the, I don't think they're using GDDR5X, I think they're using GDDR5, but they're using stuff that was doable by Sony 3 years ago for the PlayStation 4. I actually don't, if they are taking a loss on this, I think that they should have potentially considered a different design from the ground up, if that was possible. Because in terms of actual performance per dollar, the amount they're delivering isn't that impressive. I'm not seeing, even from the performance per dollar standpoint, as you said, the graphics cards are cheaper than this, and NVIDIA gets a large profit on those graphics cards. And this is an SoC from AMD, of all people. So based on Polaris, which is not even their top-end chipset. Like, I don't see it. I don't see that argument real. I was actually kind of hoping that they would come out at a $399 price point for this. Because I think it is actually possible because we are three and a half years after the PS4 came out. And it's using many of the same components. Like, so I'm just not... I don't know. I'm not that impressed at $499.
Well, so I think part of the reason why they could be potentially taking a loss on this as well is the one reason why Sony didn't go this direction, and that is that they have a 4K Blu-ray drive in there, and those things are
cheap. That's, you know, you're actually right. That could be the extra $100 right there. I don't know how much those cost to produce, right?
I have no idea. Well, I believe this puts it at the cheapest 4K Blu-ray player out there.
Aside from the Xbox One S, which is also a 4K Blu-ray player. Yeah. But that thing's so cheap to produce now, I assume, because those
parts
are sold.
It is, actually. Yeah, I don't know. Also,
Sony wins.
I was looking at the specs for this thing, and 8.4 fucking pounds.
So it's a
dense piece. Hefty box.
Yeah, wow. Let's see. Was it right? Was it GDDR5?
Yes, GDDR5, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
One terabyte of storage. So yeah, they're not saying if it's hybrid or not.
Yeah, like the actual specs wise, it's not actually that impressive in terms of performance per dollar. I'm surprised. Like, I'm surprised they didn't come out for $399. But I bet it's because they did. I bet it's because they went so custom with their chip, and they made sure that every chip was branded with the Xbox logo, with the 4K little thing on there, and the fucking. I swear they just went above and beyond when they kind of shouldn't have. Like, if they'd gone for, let's say, a standard motherboard design with a separate graphics chip instead of making all in one, like if they'd gone for something more traditional, I bet they could have gotten the price down way further, but I'm not an actual hardware dev, so maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just not that impressed. That said,
just
though,
like looking at the specs compared to the PS4 Pro, like they're not that much better.
And it's a year later. It's a year later.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and when it comes to hardware, a year is a long time. Like we're almost up to 1180 territory and 11 series Volta cards from NVIDIA's territory, right? A year is a long time. I'm not that impressed by this thing. That said, do you guys think that, because it doesn't actually matter whether it's a real performance per dollar thing. Do you think they sold the general populace? Do you think they sold Xbox fans on this Scorpio for $499?
I think it'll sell better than the PS4 Pro did, just because I think their messaging was a little more clear and on the benefits of this compared to an Xbox One. But I think more than anything, they probably have sold a shit ton of Xbox One S's.
It's because all those games are also coming to Xbox One S, right?
Yeah, and dropping it to a base 250 price, like that means you're going to find it for $200 in the holidays, easy.
Man, I'm just going to check here. Give me a second, because I'm pretty sure Sony recently dropped the price on this stuff as well. PS4.
They did. They put a, so it's 250 during E3 with a given like end to when that price is going to end.
Oh, dude, and that's the Uncharted 4 bundle for 250. That's a good pack. Holy shit. But it's only the 500 gig, but still. So both, so we finally gotten to the point where like that kind of end of PS2 era where the consoles are so cheap that their sales are probably going to explode.
I don't know if this was actually confirmed. I think it was, but CNET has some like close-up shots of it, and it does have HDMI in.
Oh, okay. All right, that's the extra price. Now we're getting to the actual reason to have the extra price and stuff. I bet it still has an IR blaster. It still has an HDMI in. It has all that other fucking bullshit that they should have just left behind. Yeah, now we're getting to why it's fucking
IR out.
Yep, this is why it's $499. Like this is the, you fools. I will stand here on my pedestal and shout, "You fools!" Pointing at Microsoft. I should just left that stuff behind and got the price down, man. Oh wow. But hey. Yeah, I don't think this will sell well. It's $100 more than PS4 Pro, and isn't that much better? And all the games available are also on PC, and the equivalent graphics cards will run those games just as well, if not better.
Like some people who are diehard Xbox fans who also have 4K TVs will probably buy it, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And
it's going to be like a dog chasing its tail. So like if someone ends up buying a 4K TV, they're going to end up getting either the PlayStation
Pro
or the Triple X, just because like, oh well, I have this, so I have to get this to justify it.
My friend actually did that just like this week. Got a PS4 Pro. Actually, no, he got a 1080 because it was like, I have to get something that outputs HDR 4K so I can get a 1080, I guess, just to justify the TV purchase.
Because he got one of the LG OLEDs. But the back of this thing, like our concerns about heating are just like the back of the thing is fucking wide open.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's about right.
That's a lot of air vents. I think that does it for the Microsoft one. We'll check your feeds. You're going to see a lot more posts as the week and show continues. But I don't know if we're just going to cobble together Bethesda and Ubisoft. But like, there's definitely going to be a standalone for Sony. I can accurately predict that, as well as probably one for Nintendo.
At a minimum, I'll be doing a solo thing because I don't know if anyone else will be awake. But I'll do a solo thing for those to tape onto what we're already putting up or put up later.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Ballard, Durin, and Cynic for weighing in on these games and stuff.
I can't believe Assassin's Creed is our game of show for fucking next. I cannot believe it. Assassin's Creed.
Ubisoft press conference tomorrow to see more of the next game of the show, Assassin's Creed Origins.
Will there be an Assassin's Creed Origins movie?
Starring John Boyega.
No, I'd watch that.
Yeah. And
Terry Crews.
Yep, and Terry Crews.
Yep.
Did you guys watch that fucking Black Panther trailer? It was sick.
Black Panther trailer was sick. Alright, thanks for listening, everybody. Go watch the. Our plug is to go watch the Black Panther trailer.
Agreed.